Hi there, my name is Gladys Famario and I'm the author of Overcoming Emotional Baggage. Guess what? It's Christmas. It's only 2 days from now and I just really wanted to send a word out there because Christmas can be a time when we find ourselves accumulating emotional baggage. For example, we may find ourselves trying to live up to other people's expectations. And so we're running around like headless chickens, trying to please people and so on and so forth. But this is not really a good place to be at. So just be aware of that. Another way is trying to keep up with the Joneses. And so we may find ourselves spending more than we know is actually affordable. Now, only thou knowest what's in your bank account and what's coming in and what's going out. So just be careful of that so we don't end up with, you know, financial issues in addition to some baggage items that we may pick up along the way. And also, there might be some people feeling isolated because they might feel like they're alone. I just want to encourage you to throw yourself out there and, you know, reach out to somebody. And if it's not at all possible, maybe because of your distance, your location, in terms of your proximity to where other people are, purpose in your heart to make it a special day. Find something exciting to do, you know, I don't know, whatever it is, do something and just make it a special day for yourself. And another thing is we might not get what we want. So, you know, you may have these aspirations that Santa Claus may have delivered you something. But you know what? It doesn't matter. So don't collate negative emotions such as anger and bitterness and whatnot. Just celebrate the fact that you are alive. Not many people would probably be able to see that day. There are going to be some people, unfortunately, who won't be with us on that day. So, you know what? Celebrate. Remember, things don't make you happy anyway. I decided a long time ago, there's only one thing that's going to do that. And, you know, that's God's job. It's his role to keep me full of his joy. So be aware of that. So purpose in your heart that as the season's coming, you know, and even the year is coming to an end, that you won't accumulate any form of baggage. In fact, as you take the time to slow down and reflect, bear in mind, maybe there might be one or two things you might even need to deal with in terms of your own emotional issues, and just take the time out to deal with those. Prayerfully consider the way forward. If you need further help, my book Overcoming Emotional Baggage is available out there. It's got loads of questions and journaling opportunities for you to think about what you might need to do and how you can progress on that. You can get that from Amazon or just Google my name. You'll find the book or even my website, gladysf.com. But above all that, have a fantastic Christmas and I'll see you in the new year. God bless you. Bye.